This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, the business station. My name is Rich Bradbury, and this is Open for Business. As you know, this is the show that talks with startups and entrepreneurs and people who are fixing pain points. On the phone line with me right now, I have Kevin Nair. He is the founder and technical lead of Awi Kumo. Now, they ensure appointments, they do billing, point of sale, inventory, commissions, and customer tracking, all for your spa, for your beauty salon, for your aesthetic clinic, all of that kind of stuff to make sure it's all carefully calculated and easy for you guys out there to work. Kevin, welcome to the show, first and foremost.
Hi, Richard. Thanks for having me here.
Absolute pleasure. First and foremost, I have to ask you why you went with the phrase Awi Kumo, and what does it mean?
Okay, so basically, previously I used to work for a Japanese company, the biggest telco in the world. So I adopted quite a fair bit of their working practice, you know, in terms of ensuring things are very well planned for, ensuring that we cover every areas of our development.
I see.
As well as the quality that they put into whatever they do. So When I came out to run the business, I was looking for a name, and you know, Kumo is a cloud. It means cloud. So with us being cloud based, and we put in the Kumo, then we were thinking we wanted something a little more hip, you know. So there was this Japanese figure, all right. So her name is Awi Kumo, and she's it means strength and. Yeah, if I'm not mistaken, it means strength at that point of time. I can't remember, like 5 years plus. So we were like, it's a bit hard to pronounce, but okay, never mind. Let's just do it.
Do you get a lot of people asking you the same question?
Yeah, everyone. Why Awi Kumo? Why Awi Kumo? How do I pronounce your name? They call us Kumo. They call us Kumo System, that kind of thing. Yeah, we are okay with it. Because, I mean, to be frank, at that point of time, we started off, we were just thinking, you know, let's just start with a brand name and let's go on with it. And little did we know that also at that point of time that, wow, it will pick up to where we are today, you know. And then we thought, okay, since even with this kind of name, we thought, okay, never mind, just continue on, you know. And so we're just Awi Kumo after today.
Okay, so just to rewind a little bit then, Kevin, when did you guys first launch?
Okay, we actually registered our company back in 2015, but we started actively selling early 2018, around February. That's where we first hired our first salesperson. We didn't really have a launch per se, you know, we were bootstrapped, you know, money was always an issue, and we just went out knocking doors and just started selling like that. So yeah, I would say around early 2018.
Explain to me what you were doing really before Awi Kumo kind of started, because you know this is the kind of idea that comes from somewhere else. You've seen something and you want to fix a problem. What were you doing at the time?
Okay, so basically, I actually started my business since I was very young. I think even before I started my college. So it was actually for me to save up my money to pay for my studies and my college. And even while I was studying, I already had corporate business customers. You know, I used to do like networking, cables, PC troubleshooting, laptops, those kind of thing. And it continued on to a point where it was the customers I had were sufficient to pay off for my studies up to degree. And when I came out to work, I knew at that point of time, I wanted to work for a company which is demanding, okay? Because that's the way I feel that I could really learn. And I wanted to actually learn up on network and system technology. So I joined a telco company, and I also headed the cloud development in terms of building up the cloud infrastructure. I was very onto infrastructure. I was not a developer. And at the same time, I had my, you know, PC troubleshooting kind of thing running at the same time. And every time when I had this client from the beauty industry, okay, so every time I meet them, they say, Kevin, you're good in software, right? You won award in software during your degree, you know, why can you build us a software? So I didn't think much of it. I said, I know, it's not my forte, I'm not going to do it, you know, I can't do it, the kind of thing. And then they bought a software and they asked me to come in to validate whether that is the right software for them. They are quite big, actually. They were like 17, 18 branches. And for them, I did the VPN, the network. So all the branches connected to each other, you know, with the security and all. So, yeah, and I was a one-man show. Anyhow, and yeah, and after that, they started having, after like 2 years down the road, they started having issues with the system, you know, all this kind of thing. And they asked me again. And I knew that, you know, doing hardware and this kind of thing, it became very competitive at that stage where everyone was doing it. You know, a guy will give for $50, another guy will give for $55, they will go with the $50 guy. Even the $55 guy is way qualified and, you know, he will do a better job. They'll still go for the $50. So I thought I needed something which is of my own identity, my own brand, you know. I set the price straight and I mean, it's an open price. Anyone can give their price, but what I provide will actually, is the value of what I'm charging, you know. So in terms of the features, yeah. So I started looking into these systems, which is targeted towards the beauty industry, and I found there was actually a void that businesses were not providing. I mean, technology providers were not providing this industry. Okay, so we started off with a cloud-based system. At that time, it was 2015, 2014, 2015. I know it was early 2014, about going to 2015. Cloud was like, you know, like, wow, what's cloud? Everyone is like, no. It's always on-premise, you know, that kind of thing. And we started it. And Microsoft actually at that point of time supported us because we were one of the few ISV out there that actually were very excited with cloud. So, yeah, so that's how we started. And since then, you know, our modules have evolved, our features have evolved, and to the point where we are today, actually.
Okay, so for people that are just tuning in and they're kind of catching the back end of that conversation, your product itself is something that a client, and by client I mean let's say it's a beauty store or an aesthetician or something, where that store or rather clinic can book appointments, they can organize their customers, they can look at the procedures that maybe they'd be doing and amend all of these things and then upload that data to the cloud so that then that data can then be shared at other clinics if they need to be. Would that be about correct?
Yes. Okay. So just to add on, this system is, for example, okay, I own a beauty salon or an aesthetic clinic and I need a system that is able to track my patient or customer data. I need a system that's able to track the packages that I've sold to the customers, whether they have how many balances. I mean, this is a very beauty aesthetic kind of use case. It doesn't apply to the F&B retail and all the normal shops. Yeah. So, and then I need to track what are the commissions of my staff, what are the services I used, and what consumable inventory items I used along with the services, you know, how many milliliter, how many cc of Botox, how many laser shots. You know, these are the kind of things that beauty centers and aesthetic clinics will like to track. Unfortunately, at that time, there were no one system that was able to track all of this. And so that's where we came.
What were these clinics doing beforehand? How were they keeping track beforehand?
They were all on manual, Microsoft Excel. So basically, just to give you some input, okay, for example, commissions, hands-on commission, they used to generate it based on the sales and then see which staff were tied to it manually, okay? And then they calculate the commission for the staff. So, for example, the one that we were building for, the 17 outlets, they actually spent a month to actually calculate the commissions of their staff for the previous month. So, we wanted to solve that at that point of time. That was the pain point, along with, you know, if I have a customer that comes and buy from branch A and goes to branch B to redeem, he's not able to redeem. I need to send, dispatch the file book to branch B so that branch B knows what's his remain, what his packages remaining and what he can redeem. You know?
Now, you see, this is 2021. And when I think about, you know, how that seems such a simple problem to solve nowadays, that we have cloud and things are like instantly uploaded. But yeah. This is just a few years ago, you know?
Yeah, correct. Correct.
So, wow.
So with our system, it's all, you know, it's on the cloud. It's web-based. You have it on web. You have it on Android Store, Google Play, and App Store. So you can download the app and you can use it. So if your app goes down, just turn on your PC, log into Google Cloud, the data is there. Your Google Cloud goes down, just log into your phone, the data is there, you know. It's as simple as that, yeah.
Right. Okay, let's take a short break here, Kevin.
All right.
All right, I have Kevin Nye on the phone. He is the founder and technical lead of Aoi Kumo. Kevin, how would you introduce your product?
Basically, our product is an all-in-one cloud system which handles the billing to the appointment scheduling and inventory to help businesses improve their efficiency and productivity.
Wonderful. Yeah. The man has said it better than I ever could. I'm going to take a short break here. You're tuned in to Open for Business here on Enterprise on BFM 89.9.
Better Finance Management. BFM 89.9.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is BFM 89.9. My name is Rich Bradbury. You're tuned in to Open for Business here on Enterprise. I have Kevin Nye on the phone. He is the founder and technical lead of Aoi Kumo. They do appointments, billing, point of sale, inventory, commissions, customer tracking, all kinds of stuff for your data for beauty salons, aesthetic clinics. It's all stored up in the cloud and you can get access to that information pretty much anywhere at any time instantly. Kevin, thank you very much for joining me on the show today. And thank you for telling me earlier on about how you started the business and you identified the pain points of one thing or another. Now, one of the things obviously that we do on this show regularly is to talk to entrepreneurs and find out about their journey and find out some of the difficulties that they've had in the growth of their company. And the first pain point we find for most entrepreneurs is money. You know, getting your business off the ground costs money. Now, how did you guys manage to do it in the beginning?
Well, to be honest, if I look back, I really don't know how I did it. So, okay, because I was running my business, you know, doing the network and all those kind of stuff I mentioned earlier. So, Aoi Kumo is set for another company. We registered another company for Aoi Kumo. So we were pumping money from this business into Aoi Kumo to let it run. Basically to just pay our salary. So when we hired our first staff, we knew that, okay, things need to be done in a proper manner. We started registering with KWSP, the tax office, and then, you know, everything was done by ourselves. And yeah, basically it's from whatever money we earned from there, we kept channeling it to Aoi Kumo. And we tried to apply also for grants, okay, from Cradle. We actually got rejected from Cradle twice until the point where after like 2 years after that, we went to Cradle and said, guys, we've been here for 2 years. You've rejected us twice. I don't. Will you be rejecting us again? You know? So they were like, oh, wow, you guys are still around. Then, you know, they gave us the grant. We were a CIP 300 recipient. And boom, since then, everything just picked up.
So, did they tell you back then why they'd rejected you?
I think it's more about the way I pitched, actually. I pitched myself as a POS system. So, you know, at that time, and when they checked, they were checking, oh, there's so many POS systems, what's the difference? I couldn't answer. You know, it was something very new for me and, you know, going through pitching and all this kind of thing. We didn't have any mentor, no one. It's all started between me and my partner. And yeah, nothing is just started. We started from zero, practically really zero. Mm-hmm. And once we got Cradle CIP 300, things hit we had more funds to secure our business in Indonesia. We had more funds to bring in customers. We had more funds to do events, higher sales, you know, and those kind of thing. And our subscription rate, of course, at the point was small, but it grew like 5-6 times, you know. And to this date, we even got the Ignite 2 from Cradle, which gives half a mil. So, we are halfway through it, and we've already hit our milestone. Actually, we surpassed our milestone. So,
That's great news.
Yeah, and it all started from really basically zero. And we were not very choosy with our customers. So every time we get a customer, right, they will always say, oh, you don't have this feature. Can you do it for us? Pop, we will do it. Hey, you don't have this feature. Can you do it for us? Pop, we do it. And then when we started meeting the third, fourth customer, right, they started telling us, hey, you have this feature. Yeah, it's very good. And that feature was what the first customer told us about to do. You know?
You see, that's one of the questions that I was going to ask you is the system that you roll out, whether or not it's templated or you curate it for specific clients.
No, it's templated. It's templated. So everyone gets the same feature. So if a customer says that they don't have this, they don't have that, we analyze it. You know, we see whether, okay, do you think this will work for the whole industry? We ask one, two around, and then we think that it's good, pop, the feature is on the system. So the way we develop the system is very loosely coupled, although they are very, the modules rely on each other to be functional. But the way we did it is it makes it very easy for us to scale. You know, so a customer asks us to do something, we don't always say yes. We always, you know, some customers will say, hey, can you do for us the sales where we can edit the sales value? You know, those kind of thing we won't do. But, you know, customers will say, I mean, to be upfront, you, that's what they ask for. But customers will ask, hey, can you have this kind of report, you know, that tells us this? Can you give us this kind of feature, you know, that, you know, when we do the for example, the appointments, we want the customer to, we want our customers, that means their customer, to receive it on their calendar immediately. You know, these are good features. So we roll it out. And every customers love it, you know. So every of our subscribers love it. So that's how we started. So it goes on that way. And then now we meet our 10th customer. They will say, hey, you have this feature. The feature was actually done for the second or third customer long ago, you know. So when we started off, we didn't really think about profits, though we didn't have money. We didn't think about profits. We just wanted to hit the market in the right way, in a way where we know what the industry wants at the time.
Right.
And
right.
This is the best way to listen to what the customers want.
Now, you briefly touched on expansion. You spoke about your point of sales in Indonesia.
Yeah.
Where else are you expanding right now in Southeast Asia?
Okay. So, we actually started Thailand early 2020. Things were going well and until it reached about February, March, where COVID kicked in.
Yeah.
So that is on a halt now. All right. But for Indonesia, we started like back in 2019. That is ongoing and actually it's going pretty well. I'm quite surprised even during COVID times, we are getting new subscribers, you know, and getting new requests, and mainly for bigger outlets, all those kind of thing. And Indonesian market is very big. The guys there, they go by like tens of outlets. We have some like, you know, they got 90 outlets operating in Indonesia. Yeah, so it's a very big market.
Is it like a subscription service as well? Is that how you make your money?
Yes, subscription service. Right. Yeah, okay. So we have the main module, which is a subscription module. So that is the B2B side, right? That's the one that actually helps the business run their operations. We are moving also to the B2C side, which help the business sell their services online from their website. All integrated. For example, okay, your beauty center, you want to start selling your service on your website. Yes, you can start selling a service on the website. The customer base is integrated to the Awikomo back business system. The sales generated from the website will be pumped into the Awikomo sales module. It's all in one. Customers can even go online, start booking for their service after the appointment, and the business module will capture it.
Okay. You know? I've got a couple more questions before we wrap up, right? Looking back, what do you think you would have done differently? or maybe how would, could you have made things more efficient?
Actually, in terms of technical development, I think we started off at the right base at that time. I mean, of course, there were some probably decisions that could be better, but I don't know. I have not thought. I don't regret. I don't look back. I just keep hitting on and hitting on and hitting on. And yeah, I think we've hit all the right channels. We continuously have challenges as we go along, you know.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think we miss or made any mistake that.
Okay, so if you feel that way, which obviously is a good and for most entrepreneurs is a fairly rare thing. You know, I interview a lot of entrepreneurs, and not many of them say, you know, I think we did okay right from the beginning. That's a fairly rare thing. How difficult has it been for you, or how easy, in fact, to assemble the right team, you think, for what it is that you're trying to achieve?
Okay, it's never easy. It's never easy. Okay, human resource is always an issue, you know. As your team grows, more problems come in. You know, differences will set in, those kind of thing. But each of us as partners, right, in the company, we each have very different skills. Okay, so we are able to cover each other if something goes wrong in the business. For example, I'm more of a business. I have a computer science degree and also a master's in business. So I am a bit of both, but I'm more on the technical side. Then I have another partner. He is more of his full front-end development, you know. And I have another partner which is more of a full-stack developer, plus my fourth partner, which is an actuary by profession. So, yeah, we have a very good mix of partners in there which have very, very different strengths, which is able to steer the company in any storm, you know?
Basically. Well, speaking about storms then, how you mentioned it earlier about putting things on hold over in Thailand because of COVID. Mm-hmm. How else has that affected your business, the bottom line?
Because Thailand, we invested in Thailand a little to get things rolling. So in terms of Thailand side, it's not as bad. We didn't lose much. But in Malaysia side, of course, we see a slowdown during COVID, especially for the beauty centers because they can't open, right? So I want to share this as well, where last year we felt that a lot of clinics started using our software. Medical-related clinic, medical aesthetics, you know. They started dropping out from their current software that they were using, which have been around way long. And they started coming into us despite the fact that we were lacking in certain clinical features. Okay? So, since MCO last year, we started hitting more on improving our modules to cater to the clinic functions. And we got quite a bit of growth in clinic subscription, which now even during MCO the clinics are operating. So although the beauty centers are not operating, our clinic clients are operating, so we still are pretty busy. And at the same time, we are coming up with our own app for employees to do their clock in, you know, check their commissions on their phone, this kind of thing. And we are also hitting on the dental industry now, because we came up with a module which is the dental charting module and the periodontal charting module, which is used for to evaluate gum diseases. It's all in our system now. So so dental is something that will be, we just actually got the website up, we got the brochures up, and we'll be hitting the dental market this year.
Well, you guys sound busy, which is a great thing.
Wonderful. Never stop, man. Never stop. I think we're sleeping very, very late.
Good. Well, I hope it continues, Kevin. Yeah. And thank you so much for taking the time to talk to me today.
Thanks, Richard.
I think a lot of people will learn a lot today, and especially from your positivity as well.
Thanks.
In times like this is something refreshing to hear. So thanks very much for that.
Thank you, Richard.
All right. You have been listening to Kevin Nair. He is the founder and technical lead of Aoi Kumo. Blue Cloud, that's essentially what it is. They ensure appointments, billing, point-of-sale inventory, commissions, customer tracking for your spa, your beauty salon, your aesthetic clinic, and your dental clinic right now. Is that correct, Kevin?
Yes, exactly.
There we go. You can find out more from their website, which Kevin is going to tell us all about right now. Kevin, what's your website?
www.aoikumo.com, AOIKUMO.com.
Perfect. For BFM 89.9, my name is Rich Bradbury. This has been Open for Business here on Enterprise, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.